Emily and Tom, and good morning and buenos dias to your listeners.
Buenos dias. So first let's go over the numbers real quickly. When we're looking at Hispanic or Latino federal employees, 58% say their agencies support diversity. That's the second lowest score to blacks. Does that surprise you?
No, that does not surprise me at all. I mean, after all, this is a problem that we have faced in the federal government for 42 years since the late President Nixon issued the 16-point plan on Hispanic employment back in 1970.
Now, let me ask you just a background question, because this survey does look at people in terms of their racial or ethnic group. And in the meantime, since that bill came out and since that executive order, haven't our notions of what constitutes diversity expanded to more than just racial and ethnic groups?
Yes. Like, for example, now you have different categories to include multiracial groups. But regardless of, Tom, whether you call Hispanics, Latinos, Spanish-speaking individuals, the challenge with the Hispanic underrepresentation has been with us for, since the 1970, and it has grown by an anemic less than 1% annually.
So when we're looking at the survey and it really talks about employees' satisfaction or their perceptions of what their leaders and their supervisors are doing to promote diversity. In your opinion, do Latinos face unique challenges, or is it the same as what other people face when we're talking about these perceptions?
Well, Latinos, Hispanics do face unique challenges. For example, they are underrepresented at most grade levels and categories, and by categories I mean the professional, administrative, and so on. As far as the senior executive rank, while Latinos make 8% of the federal workforce, for example, at the senior level where decisions are made and budgets are approved, they only represent 3.6%. And by the way, 3.6% now. Just to give you an idea of the slowness of the progress that Latinos have made at the senior rank, in 2000, Latinos were only 3.3. So in 10 years, the representation of Latinos at the senior rank levels has increased only by 0.3%. That is unacceptable. Latinos also lack enough mentors to guide them to navigate the bureaucracy. And although Latinos are higher in large number, for example, as interns, when it comes time to convert them to permanent appointments through programs like the Student Career Employment Program, they do not do so in large numbers. So whether you're talking about interns, students graduating from college, whether you're talking about incoming Hispanics at the entry level, at the mid-level levels, or the senior rank, they're all underrepresented at all those grades. That's why I'm saying the challenges that Latinos face are unique. The only other group that faces as many challenges as Latinos are persons with targeted disabilities.
We're speaking with Jorge Ponce. He is co-chair of the Council of Federal EEO and Civil Rights Executives. So we've been living with this problem for a long time. What can be done about it, in your opinion?
Well, it's interesting that you asked me that question, Tom, because federal agencies are working diligently to submit to the Office of Personnel Management by March 16th. Their agency-specific diversity and inclusion plans. And they have used as their prototype, as their model, a government-wide diversity and inclusion plan that the Office of Personnel Management issue a couple of weeks ago. So that's their prototype. What can be done about it is an interesting question, because the government-wide prototype strategic plan does not mention the word Hispanic at all. So what do you think is going to happen when the agencies submit their plans to OPM on March 16th? Very little is going to be said about Hispanic goals and objectives.
Well, do you think the government needs to single out the Hispanic population and have a very targeted recruiting and promotion, et cetera, mission for this one particular group of people?
Well, yesterday I attended at the Office of Personnel Management the meeting of the Hispanic Council on Federal Employment. And OPM officials indicated that they're going to be issuing a 12-month plan in the months ahead to concentrate on Hispanic issues. In my opinion, that is a mistake. Why do you need to issue a separate plan for Hispanics down the road? Why not include it in the agency-specific plan that is going to be coming out? I recommended that the Office of Personnel Management grant agencies an extension beyond the March 16th due date so that they can incorporate specific goals and objectives for Hispanics, just like they have done for persons with targeted disabilities.
And what's the response that you got from, well, I think it would be Veronica Villalobos is the OPM point person on that. What did they tell you?
They said that no, that they were unwilling to grant an extension for the simple reason that OPM officials have told federal officials that they need to concentrate also on Hispanic challenges. And Tom, my reaction to that is, unless agencies see it in writing, talk is cheap.
Mr. Ponce, I want to ask you, just in the minute that we have left, are there any agencies that are doing a better job that could serve as role models for other agencies?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, you have agencies like the Department of Homeland Security. You have Department of the Treasury. You have the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, the Social Security Administration, the Broadcasting Board of Governors were doing an excellent job. Now, what are they doing that others could emulate, or why are the representation of Hispanics so good at those agencies? Well, when you're talking about law enforcement agencies, you have a scenario where you have Hispanics chasing other Hispanics. Also, you have federal agencies that are doing very well because they have regional offices throughout the country, particularly in areas of high Hispanic population, like the Internal Revenue Service, and also the Broadcasting Board of Governors, for example, has the Telemarty and TV Marty stations in Miami, Florida. Another thing that those agencies are doing is they have diversity, including Hispanics, serving in interview panel. They also increase their diversity training provided to employees on a regular basis. They have accountability job elements on the performance plans of supervisors and managers. So all those are very positive things that explains why those agencies are doing very well.